Now, we're very lucky to be joined by Professor Jeremy Austin this morning to shed some light on these fascinating creatures and the reason behind their disappearance. Jeremy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Now, I've got to ask, what was it about the thylacine that fascinates you so much? Why did you choose this particular creature to study?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, it all comes down to the mystique of extinct animals. And I grew up in Hobart, and I went to the university there, and there were two scientists who spent a lot of their careers, 100 years ago, studying thylacine. So I guess I was just always, surrounded by those thylacine stories.
And I was quite shocked to learn this morning that the thylacine wasn't just local to Tasmania, but actually mainland Australia as well. Am I? We were right in saying they became extinct around 3,000 years ago here, aren't I?
Yes, yeah, and not many people kind of really know that.
No.
That both tigers, the Tasmanian tiger and Tasmanian devils, were very widespread on the Australian mainland up until about 3,000 years ago.
So
they're only very recently, really, have they become, Tasmanian only.
Yeah, which is quite fascinating in my opinion. How long have you and your team been researching the reasons behind the Tasmanian tiger's disappearance from mainland Australia?
So we started that probably about 10 years ago. And at the time, the DNA technology that we were using really weren't good enough to be able to look at these tiny little scraps of DNA that survive in the fossil bones.
Mm.
And it's really only the last couple of years that the technology has become good enough for us to be able to study this really degraded and quite rare DNA.
Amazing. So what conclusions have you come to? What have you found?
Well, what we could show was that the mainland population of thylacine was relatively large and quite genetically diverse, and it appears to have gone extinct quite quickly. And most of the debates in the past around why they went extinct on the mainland are focused on three things: climate change, dingoes, which arrived around 4,000 years ago, and human hunting pressure. But no one's really ever looked at or thought about what was going on in Tasmania at the same time. And our DNA evidence shows that the Tasmanian thylacines went through a population crash or a population bottleneck.
Really?
At about the same time as they went extinct on the mainland. And that at least tells us that something was going on in Tasmania at exactly the same time as on the mainland.
Wow. So that would point, I guess, more towards the issues of climate change then.
Yeah, because dingoes never got to Tasmania, so we can rule out dingoes as the cause of this population crash in Tasmania. And certainly the archaeological evidence doesn't show that human populations in Tasmania were getting any larger or doing anything different around the same time. But the only thing that was common to both Tasmania and the mainland really at that particular time was this change in climate.
So why do you think it is that these animals survived in Tasmania when they did become extinct in the mainland?
Well, it's possible that the additional pressures, so having dingoes, so, climate change starts this population decline, and then having dingoes in the environment was sufficient to then drive that mainland population to a final extinction. Whereas in Tasmania, without dingoes and without human hunting, the animals perhaps managed to just survive this climate change. And then it appears their population was actually increasing for the last 2,000 years. And then of course, Europeans turned up and put the nail in the coffin.
Mm. How long did the thylacine exist in mainland Australia?
Oh, they've been there for hundreds of thousands of years. There's fossils that go back quite a very, very long time.
Wow.
We're really only looking at these fossil bones that are anywhere between sort of 3,000 and 20,000 years old.
Gosh, that's incredible that you were able to extract any DNA from fossils that old. It's absolutely amazing.
Australia's not a great place for finding DNA in fossils because it's just so hot most of the time.
Mm.
It is really rare to be able to get DNA out of these extinct Australian animals.
Wow. Now, I understand that there's been several unconfirmed sightings of Tasmanian tigers since they became extinct in Tasmania in the 30s. What are your thoughts on these sightings? Do you think that these animals could still be around?
Yeah, we've actually been testing scats. So these are animal droppings collected in Tasmania over the last 100 years, trying to see if we can find thylacine DNA in any of those scats. And we haven't been able to find anything yet. And I don't know, anyone who's visited Tasmania always is shocked by the amount of roadkill down there. So I just think that, if there was a population of thylacines still alive in Tasmania, at least one would have been hit by a car on the roads in the last 100 years. So yeah, I'm 100% convinced they really are extinct.
Wow. And I guess the question that everyone seems to ask when you talk about DNA and when you talk about the study of DNA is, do you think we could ever bring one back?
Yeah, I think that's a definitely not a possibility.
Wow.
Mostly because although people say, you know, they can sequence genomes of extinct animals, they're really only getting, 80 to 90% of the actual DNA sequence from the genome. And then, you know, it's a matter of trying to find a surrogate species to try and insert the DNA into. And really, it's just beyond possibility. Mm. We've also got some ethical issues about, you know, the millions of dollars you might spend trying to clone one thylacine. You could have spent saving hundreds of other species from going extinct.
Absolutely. Well, they're gone from our world forever then, but that just makes the work that you're doing all the more important. Jeremy, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries.